It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of our favorite guests here as we get ready for football, Sean Merriman, joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
And Sean Merriman is on courtesy of BetOnline and BetOnline.ag.
Sean, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing all right here. As a player, what? Because we're debating about the magnitude of this game. It's a 4:30 kickoff. The Cowboys in town. Tom Brady's NFL debut as a regular season broadcaster in the booth. So as a player, what said big game to you more? Was it those things, all the pomp and circumstance of the game, or the stakes involved in that game, divisional game, conference game, who you played, that kind of thing?
You know, to be honest, it's really the off-season talk, right? And, you know, who's going to be good, who's not going to be good, and then you get a chance to go out there and prove it. Now, you know, you're looking at the Cowboys, man, they got so much turmoil. They got so much going on in that locker room and organization. And, you know, if you're Cleveland, if you're Brown, you want to take advantage. I mean, you want to, you know, catch them on their heels. If they got problems in the locker room or if they're trying to figure things out inside, you want to 100% try to go and exploit that. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that, especially when it's made such a public matter.
For week one, who do you want as a Browns fan to look more impressive, the offense or the defense?
You want the offense, man, because I think the defense will figure their way out along the season. You can change some schemes up and doing some things, but when you're coming out, you're not scoring points in this day and age. It's a telling sign, man. And I don't think it can get better during the season, but, you know, Deshaun has to, you know, he has to play better. They got to find a way to, you know, establish that run game again now that, you know, Nick Chubb has went down and he's hurt. So they got a lot of things to figure out on the offense side of the ball, man. So you're okay if the defense, you know, you have a blown coverage or something, or a guy's not getting after the quarterback enough. You can go and adjust those things. But it's really hard to adjust a team that don't have the capability of putting up points.
Sean, the AFC North once again appears loaded. How many wins takes the division for the Browns, for anybody?
Oh, man, it's going to be one of those things where you're going to see a 8 or 9 win, you know, team get into the playoffs, I think, or, you know, 10 wins. But I don't think there's anybody this year that's dominant. And that's really the key, where you got to go out and gut some of those close games out. I don't see anybody really that dominant right now in the division. I think it's evenly matched across the board.
So that means, I'm assuming then, you think there's going to be a step back from the Ravens. They lost a lot of pieces this offseason. They did add Derrick Henry, but you lose your defensive coordinator, you lose your Jadeveon Clowney, a lot of defensive players. That means you're thinking some sort of step back is there.
And this is not a shot at Lamar. I think the world of Lamar. I think to add Derrick Henry, that rushing attack is going to be good. I think the world of Flowers. But, man, people don't understand, you know, a guy like McDonald, their defense coordinator to the left, what that does to a team. We've seen it happen with Philly. You know, when their defensive coordinator, their staff kind of, disintegrated and went all the other places, they wasn't the same team. And so you hate to put Lamar Jackson in a situation where they got to go put up 28-plus points a game and go and win. And don't get me wrong, they still got Smith, which, you know, outstanding. They still got my former pass rushing coach during the offseason, Chuck Smith. I still think they got some key guys up front. But they're going to have to do a lot of figuring out now that the defense coordinator is gone.
Sean, what do you see as the ceiling and floor for win totals for the Browns this year?
You know, I think they win more than – I think they win 8-plus. I mean, I don't –
I need you to ramp that up a little bit. I think I hear 9 or 10 or more.
Might have been 11.
You could say 9 games, but he's really going to come down to Deshaun. And I know he's banged up again, and, you know, he's been out a little bit. Last year was pretty much banged up, and a lot is going to fall on his shoulders this year, and they're only going to go as far as he can go. I'm hoping the best for him, because I hate to see guys go out and get paid, get all this money, and they don't really pan out. And that kind of be the stigma, the dark cloud to stick with you for so long. I hope the best for him, man. But this is a make or break year for him. And I don't see him being there too much longer if he don't pull it together and get back on the field and just start up, you know, make some things happen.
But where does your hesitancy with Deshaun lie?
More so injury, one, and staying on the field. I think it's nothing against his ability. We know what he can do when he's on the field and he's healthy. But it's really his capabilities of staying on the field. And you know, I said the same thing about Tua a couple of years ago. I said, man, Tua, if he just stay on the field, he'll be a guy that just never really get over the hump. Deshaun is in that category, man, where he has to find a way to stay on the field because, you know, he has in the division where Lamar Jackson's there. And at some point in time, I believe Justin Fields is going to be the starter. You know, Russell's going to get benched, I think, by week three or four. You know, so if you really look at it, it's really they're really only going to go as far as Deshaun, and that defense is going to go out and play stellar. We know what they can do on the defense side of the ball, but it's really hard to win in this day and age if your quarterback play is not well.
Former NFL pass rusher Sean Merriman on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
And Sean is courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for all the lines and odds for this week's football action.
All right, I got to jam you up here. Micah Parsons, Myles Garrett, who are you starting a defense with?
Oh, my God. Is it the Micah Parsons that was under Dan Quinn last year, or are we talking about Zimmerman? Because that's a big difference. It's so hard to go against Myles Garrett because he's so dominant. And I think that they do the opposite. And I'll give you one play, an example. Last year, and I'm sure you guys remember, when he was kind of basketball dribbling right down the center and ended up blitzing. When you got a guy
When you got a guy
that can do that mentally and physically against other grown men, and you know it's almost in a way that he's so confident in his ability that he can toy around with a lot of guys. And one thing I said this early on in his career, I didn't think that his motor was always on. I thought he went out, made some great plays, showed some flashes, and disappeared for a series or two. That motor is cranking now. That has been a difference, man. And Mike is my favorite player, but I gotta go with Miles, man. I don't think you can go against him. I really don't.
Let me ask you about Miles, because obviously, you know, defensive player of the year last year, though. He's great, as we talked about and established. But in September, I looked this up the other day. September, he's got 26.5 career sacks. October, he's got 31 career sacks. November, he's got 14. December, he's got 13.5. January, 3.5. What happens there, where it seems like the later on in the season, is it just wear and tear? What's going on there with Miles, where he's not as explosive as he is in September and October?
You know, I think those numbers can sometimes get tricky, and I think that people should go back and look at the play calling. The later it gets on in the season, who's the last person you want to run to? You get what I'm saying? Like, who's the last person that you want to run a play against? You're going to double-team him, you know, run counters away, fan protection, chip off the edge. And so you're forcing other guys to go make the plays, and that's been a problem for them in the past. You need somebody on the opposite side of the ball that is capable of consistently winning that one-on-one battle. Sometimes they struggle there. So you get later on in the season, the last person you want making a play is Myles Garrett. So you don't run to him. You don't stay up, you know, with him. You get rid of the ball quick. You chip off the edge. You fan protect. You slide. Those are the things you stay away from the best defensive player in the game.
Sean, I know you're still part of Charger Nation. We saw the hype video for the Charger season. But is there any part of you that wants to see the Chiefs pull off the three straight Super Bowl wins, which would be the first time we've ever seen that in NFL history?
Not at all. You know, look, I'm saying this out of spite, right? I think the Patriots and Tom Brady, they had a two-decade run that was just it's so hard to do. And the fact that Patrick Mahomes is even on the cuff of being in the conversation of the GOAT conversation is pretty spectacular in itself. But it's so different, man. It's so different this day and age where football has changed a little bit. The coaching staff, guys are not staying with the same team. I mean, Tom Brady was there 20 years or so. Bill Belichick, they had a good group. And so as long as Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid is there, they have an opportunity. But it's so hard in this day and age, man, to have a three-peat. And then, two, they're going to get everybody's best shot week in and week out because that three-peat is going to be bulletin board material in everybody's locker room.
Let me ask you, going back to the Browns a little bit, I want to use Jim Harbaugh as the launching point, though. Do you see any similarities in the time you've been around Harbaugh with maybe anything that you see with Stefanski, or is it just apples and bowling balls and just they're not even close?
No, Stefanski, people don't – people don't give him a credit enough of what he did when guys went down and got injured. I mean, for them to go out and still compete and win football games with the amount of injuries starting and Nick Chubb getting hurt early during the year. But if you look at the DBs and the offensive line, those guys were depleted. There is no way in hell, in my opinion, they should have won as many games as they have. But that was coaching. They found a way to replace guys, get guys in the game, and still got and win football games. And people do not talk about it enough, the record-setting injuries that they had on that team to be able to go out and win football games. So if there are some similarities, it's really the motivation of finding ways to win. There's a lot of that in Jim Harbaugh.
All right, Sean, give me your boldest prediction that you have for this season coming into the year.
Look, we just talked about the Chiefs. I think that it's going to be a rough spot for them coming out of that division with the Chargers there. And then I know the Chargers are not talked about enough because of the season they had last year and the bad coaching and leadership and you know, the Raiders last year putting up 60-plus points on them. So people are not really that high in them. But they're prone to be a very, very physical team, which is going to be a problem for the Chiefs. But with that being said, I don't want to be disrespectful to the Chiefs. You got to put them up there until somebody knocked them off. I think on the NFC side, San Francisco is still the best team in the NFC. But there's going to be a dark horse that no one's talking about. I think like an Atlanta Falcons or somebody in that NFC is going to creep in there that no one's talking about that might actually have a chance to go all the way.
Sean, great stuff, man. Appreciate your time, and enjoy the return of football tonight.
You got it. Make sure you guys download Lifestyle Sports TV. It's my new free ad-supported all-sports streaming service. Available on every major smart TV, your Roku's, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, iOS, Android. Make sure you guys download Lights Out Sports TV. We've got a huge fight tomorrow on it live.
Love to hear it. Love to hear the success. Be well, bud.
Thank you.
Sean Merriman on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
And Sean was courtesy of BetOnline, betonline.ag.
I'm still at the pettiness level that if the Ravens lose, it feels like a Browns win.
I mean, we always root for the Ravens to lose. But I think this one has a little extra sauce to it. Because if the Ravens lose, then it's the defensive coordinator going to become the head coach of the Seahawks. It's them having a bunch of different players leave. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, what was their big offseason move, Nick? It was adding Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Trying to make something be a little bit different. Recognizing that the AFC title game, when they ran the ball six times with players not named Lamar Jackson, that maybe they need to do that just a little bit more. And
the only thing I would say about that is that offense is, because I've heard people say this all offseason, you threw too much of the AFC title game. Wasn't that kind of the point of this season?
Well, but it wasn't just that they threw too much. It was the idea that the best pass in the game was a Lamar Jackson pass to himself.
Yeah.
And inherently, that was the big problem.
Well, I mean, I think Zay Flowers getting hurt you a lot. Now I'm defending the Ravens. Bleep that.
Sounds,
they suck.
Sounds like it. Yeah, we had a chance to bury him right here. What in the Art Modell is going on with you today? Yeah,
I would say contract the franchise. That's just me. I had to circle back the other way. You know, you and I talked about how many wins takes the AFC North.
Yeah.
And I think you and I are in lockstep at 12 wins. I think what's interesting is who gets to 12 wins. Because this is a scenario where if you said to me that all three teams got very, very close to that or hit that, but the 12 wins was also the high water mark.
All three teams. I'm assuming you're taking the Steelers out of the equation here.
They're still in the division. I'm sorry. The second they signed Old Bones, Unlimited, Russ Wilson, and he had a calf issue. Yes, I took them.
Got a report in between the break, by the way, that Justin Fields is ready to go if Russell Wilson can't go.
That's good.
That was the report that they gave me. The NFL Network. Thank you.
If you're Justin Fields, best of both worlds. You get the fifth year option. You get to be the backup. And honestly, there's no expectations for you because Russ, quote-unquote, won the job, and he's dealing with an achy calf. It's good to be Justin Fields is what I'm saying.
I don't think it's good to be Justin Fields.
No, I mean, I think but here's the thing. I think Russ will play, and I think him playing through an injury is going to even bring his ceiling down a little bit more.
Are we already building excuses in Pittsburgh? I don't know. You tell me.
No. Here's the thing. It's kind of like here where people outside of here are saying, oh, you're an 11-win team. You're coming off a playoff spot. Aren't you happy? And Browns fans are like, I mean, aren't we the worst team in the NFL?
I think the difference here is that there's an acceptance from what I can gather in Pittsburgh that this is not going well. And there's a part of that fan base is rooting for it to not go well because they're kind of over Mike Tomlin. They're kind of done with what's happened there. And I don't get the same vibes from here.
No, that's well, and it's so weird, man. I made this point yesterday. I want to get your take on before we get to the divisions. I think fans are more comfortable, not in Cleveland, but in general. I think fans are more comfortable with the extremes of results than they are in the middle, the median of the NFL. I think fans might be more comfortable at 4-12
sure.
than they are at 9-8.
I agree with that. The endless middle sucks. Purgatory is awful to live in as a sports fan.
No, that's not purgatory. Purgatory is 4-12. Purgatory.
I'm looking at it as a purgatory.
Playoffs. But no.
Purgatory to me is that 8. That's it to me. It's not 4-12.
No, purgatory is where the Browns were for a decade. Like, to me, purgatory, and I we're probably just saying different things, but to me, purgatory is you are universally seen as one of the worst franchises in the NFL, and you can't get out of your own way. The Carolina Panthers are now in purgatory.
Yeah, maybe Canales fixes Bryce Young. I don't know. He didn't look good last year. They're there with a different understanding, though. When the Browns were living in that world, at least in recent years, it was with the idea that you were getting a bunch of number one overall picks, you're going to build the team up, and you're going to go from the ground up, right? You had to tear it all down to build it up. At least there's something on the horizon there for you, which is nice. If you're Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, you've just been a 500 team for 7 years.
No, you've been...
That's not good. You don't want to live there.
I would rather live there than at 4-12.
Well, I mean...
Because what we're talking about, this gets back to the hope conversation. And the idea
endless 4-12 ain't great.
It's easy to sell hope at 4-12 because, wait, we got a top 10 pick. Doesn't mean you're any closer. Honestly, you might just get negligibly closer to being 9-8. Like, I think, like, the idea, okay, so do you think the Browns are in purgatory?
I thought you were trying to sell me on the idea that we love extremes as sports fans.
Yes. Well, my point is,
I agreed with that.
If you're 4-12, like, oh, I got a top 10 pick, in reality, Your first step is probably to go into NFL purgatory, as you call it, before you get
to it. I think fans like clarity. I think fans like to know, are we a garbage team? Are we a team that's competing and we're going to be taken seriously?
We agree on that. So do you think the Browns are in purgatory, though?
No, I think we're taken seriously. I think that's what this year is about.
I think this year is about being taken seriously. I don't think the Browns are being taken seriously. Not yet. I think there's still a little bit of, well, you're not the worst team in the NFL anymore, but you're not in that class.
All right, for the people that feel that same way, I think the becoming part of it can be easily achieved with a week one win against the Cowboys.
You think that's...
You on national TV, that's essentially what it is. Tom Brady on the call, him waxing poetic about Deshaun Watson throwing darts all across the field.
You're going to give me the relevance wins? Is that what we're doing
here? I think it's a big-time relevance win, sure.
So my problem is...
Why are you scoffing at relevance wins?
Because I don't think this is it. I understand.
Just because you think the Cowboys aren't very good, and I agree with you in many respects in that take.
Well, but I think... So like,
but I don't think other people think that.
I think the Eagles are a relevance win. The
Eagles haven't done anything since they lost the final six games of the season last year to tell you why they're a different team from the team that absolutely collapsed last season.
Okay, so six games goes against the previous, 30 games that they played? They
dropped the final six, and then they didn't even show up in the playoff game against Tampa Bay.
I think
Baker Mayfield is not supposed to have you beat within the first 2 minutes of that game.
I think you were over. Just wait till we get to division picks. But I think the Eagles, Bengals, Ravens, really any AFC North team, the Chiefs, the Dolphins, and...
How are the Eagles a better win than the Cowboys?
Because I think the Eagles are going to be a better team. And I also think they're tougher to beat.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think the Cowboys are either...
Big Dom came in there and wrecked that franchise.
Putting on Big Dom? Come on.
Big Dom. I know. I think someone as simple as Big Dom came in there and wrecked their franchise.
Why are you talking about him?
He's not even
like
a player. He's not even a player.
Why are you talking about him like he's a character out of a Mice and Men? Like, I keep
when
away
I think
from
of Big Dom, I think keep away from that mice. Don't strangle that too hard,
by
Lenny.
By the way.
It's Lenny, right? Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, everybody remembers the rabbits. Nobody remembers the blonde that he killed in the book.
You're right. I don't remember the blonde.
Everyone's like, oh, keep him away from the rabbits. He killed a woman in the book.
He murdered a person. We're so focused on the poor, helpless rabbit. He murdered a person.
And the puppy. Don't forget the puppy either, because that's how it started. It was a gateway crime. Now, because we've gone all the way up the reservation.
No, they did the big hit piece in The Athletic. And how did they end it? It's like, well, we think Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni might not hate each other. It's like, oh, that's where we're at 4 years into this?
Oh, so I got to take Bill Simmons' word for this?
No, it was The Athletic. It wasn't Bill Simmons.
What
did I tell you? The big hit piece.
I listened quite a bit.
On The Athletic.
All right, so let's go. So just start in the
NFC.
I like
how Bill Simmons is your default. Like, somebody said something about it. See, it had to have been Simmons.
Especially when it comes to Philly. He says some things about Philly. Let's start in the NFC. I have the Eagles winning the East. That's why we're bringing this up. How can you scoff at the best run franchise in a conference? With a quarterback who 2 years ago was legitimately better than Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
I watched what happened last season. They melted down in front of us.
So you're just a recency bias guy?
Completely melted down. When you melt down that way, yes. There are two teams that melted down in fantastical fashion last year. It was and we take on both of them in the first 6 weeks of the season. It was the Eagles. What?
I'm laughing.
Fantastical?
Because I have the second team you're going to mention as a division winner as well.
Jacksonville?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay, so you just don't care about the final 7 weeks of last year is what happened here.
No, I don't care about it more than I do what I think of them this year.
Okay.
So you have Jacksonville beating Houston.
Bold play, man. I like the boldness.
Don't know about that one more so than the Eagles one. I can see the Eagles one if Jalen Hurts especially gets back to what he was 2 years ago. But
I think Houston can still be a playoff team and still not win that division. I actually think that division's sneakily tough.
They added Stephon Diggs. They had a 1,000-yard receiver, 1,000-yard rusher, and
a 10-plus
sack yard guy.
They also changed out a lot of different players on the defense. Grenard is gone. There are a couple other guys they lost as well. And, by the way, they went from the second worst record in the NFL to being a playoff team.
It was a jump very quick. I get what you're saying. It was a jump very quick.
A regression to the mean sounds. But listen, I got the Eagles. Who do you have?
I mean, it's the Cowboys to me. Because I can't possibly go with the Giants. I can't go with the Commanders. Because who knows? Maybe Jaden Daniels is great, but I can't do that yet. So it's got to – you're either a Cowboys or an Eagles guy, and I'm just not an Eagles guy.
All right, so we're going to move to the North, and I guarantee you I don't have the same team as you.
Got a lot of money in that Brazil game tomorrow. You said the North?
Yeah.
The NFC North or the AFC North?
The NFC North. We're keeping the NFC here.
I'll take Packers.
Damn it! No, I got to change it to the Lions because I felt like I was going out on an island picking the Packers.
Did you say the Lions?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't take the Lions.
They're like the favorite to.
I mean, who else would you take if you don't take the Packers in that division?
Well, you take the Bears.
No, nobody's picking the Bears to win that division.
Nobody's and if they are, right to rehab. No, seriously. Seriously.
That is say they're going to be much improved, maybe one of the most improved teams in the league. Well,
and they could still end up winning six games and being one of the most improved teams in the NFL.
You put no weight when it came to the final seven or eight games in the season, when it came to the Eagles and when it came to Jacksonville. But the Packers you wanted as your favorite based off of eight good games from Jordan Love.
I've changed to the Lions.
Okay. You think the Bears with a rookie quarterback, as good as Caleb Williams might be, you think that he's going to unseat, like, two guys that are
this is for you, Kemo Sabe, not me.
They won seven games last year. Great defense and the trio of wide receivers with Caleb Williams. What an entry point to the NFL. Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, and DJ Moore.
Bears fan might say
it's an incredible start.
I said, sounds like
you guys know I'm not a Bears fan. I grew up in Chicago. I was a Bears fan. I'm not a Bears fan anymore.
If it looks like, acts like, talks like a Bears fan,
they ruined football
say it's
for
a Bears
me.
Fan.
But Caleb's got you back.
I am insulated around a lot of Bears fans, and maybe that's what that is. I'm not sure.
When you're wearing a Caleb Williams jersey week two, I'll know. All right, so I'm changing the Lions because I felt special with the Packers and you ruined it.
Sorry about that.
We're going to go to the South. I have the Falcons.
I mean, there's nobody else I can. I guess I could take Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I don't think it's the worst thing to think Tampa Bay
might. I just don't buy into Atlanta at all.
Why?
I have a hard time with them.
Why?
Well, we decided earlier that we're both not Kirk Cousins people.
No, I said Deshaun should be better than Kirk. I still think Kirk's a good quarterback.
Oh, okay. I'm just they got good skill position players. I can't figure out this Atlanta team. They're like a media darling this offseason. I can't figure them out.
I think they have incredible weapons, a good offensive line, and a defense that I actually think is massively underrated and on the cusp.
It wouldn't surprise me to see them win it.
Like, I think if you put Kirk, a healthy Kirk.
I don't really
Kirk,
want them to win it, but it wouldn't surprise me to win it.
I think
it.
If you put a healthy Kirk last year, I think maybe that same team, and maybe take Arthur Smith off it, that same team pushes one of the teams, Detroit or San Francisco, in the NFC. I really do. All right, one more here in the NFC.
I think we got the 49ers in the West, right? We're in agreement there? Or you're gonna throw me a Rams pick as a surprise? Oh, you're going to do it.
Why are you hurting me like
you're
this?
You're going to do it.
Like, this is...
Oh, shock and awe.
This is like if somebody knew what you were going to do 5 seconds before you did it, and then they called it out. It makes it less special. I felt really good about the Rams thing. You've got a veteran quarterback. I think Sean McVay's a great head coach. And even though you're minusing, Aaron Donald, I don't think anybody's drafted better in the last couple years than Les Snead. Like, I don't think it's crazy to think San Francisco could take a step back and LA could take a step forward.
And last year was the first time he had a first round draft pick since Jared Goff. And all he's done is like get guys like Puka Nacua to add with other guys like Cooper Kupp, he's been amazing in drafting
how
players.
How about Kobe Turner out of Wake Forest, who matched Aaron Donald's surprising production line? I don't think he matched it directly, but I think he gave you 9 sacks last year. So I've got Eagles, Lions, Falcons, Rams. You really kind of took the mickey out of my Rams there.
I thought you were going to say mouse.
So who do you have again?
The 49ers.
Well, no. The rundown. I did the rundown.
Oh, sorry. 49ers, Packers, Cowboys, Bucks.
I think you've got more basic takes than I do. I think I kind of put it on the line. Yeah. Although you forced me to switch it back to Lions. Real quick, let's get to our AFC division winners. I have the Bills in the East.
Yeah, I don't. I have the Dolphins.
It was 50-50 for me.
Yeah, I don't love the fact that the Dolphins can't beat good teams. Only team that was over 500 they beat last year was the Cowboys.
I also think the McDaniel extension was a little wild.
Oh, and you can make an argument the 2 extension might have been a little wild, but they haven't won a playoff game since 2000. Now's the time. 2 is going to win a playoff game. I think they're going to win the East. I think the Bills take a step backwards, though. Keon Coleman can't be your best wide receiver.
South. I have Jacksonville. We already know that.
Yeah, I'm taking the Texans. That's going to be obvious for me.
West, it's Chiefs, right? We're not doing it. Okay. No, yeah. So that brings us to the AFC North.
Yeah. And this is where I think we're going to be unanimous. I think Circo's going to get the square here. I think we're all right.
Browns?
Yeah.
All right.
Come on.
You didn't make me believe it with that.
Come on.
That was the most half-assed endorsement of a Browns divisional win.
Was that the Mac Robinson very, very good on your tacos?
It was a, yeah. Which is, you just don't want to be the guy to say Bengals or Ravens.
What? I think you're projecting right now, I think is what's happening here. I was always going Browns. You know, this is now 2 years in a row. Ken Carman has said 10 wins. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Peterlin has said 11 wins for the Browns. What happened last year, friend?
11 wins.
There we go.
I'm going to $1 bob you. 12 wins.
Wow.
Right there. Right there, Ken and JP. I $1 bobbed you, which in a way means I kind of $1 bobbed him. I really $2 bobbed
him. $2 bobbed him. Yeah, you out-homered him.
But there, 12. 12 wins.
I like your enthusiasm, friend. How
match
about that?
Match that.
How about that
morning,
response?
Boys?
Why don't you say it like a bank villain again?
Like no, that time was a straight-up morning, boys. Earlier, I did the morning, boys. That one was definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve-O's been waiting here. Steve-O, we got like 30 seconds, buddy. 1, sorry for having you wait. 2, what you got for us?
Hey, I just want to say Super Bowl! Super Bowl!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. So Steve-O waited. Steve-O waited
an
hour.
That was an hour and 20 easily, yeah.
To do that. On the wrong show.
I love it.
No,
I love it.
This is a judgment-free zone. That was very funny.
That was actually awesome. You didn't have a take at all.
That takes so much patience. I can't wait 5 minutes on hold on customer service. That dude waited 90 minutes of his life that he will not get back just to Super Bowl Super Browns. The guys who don't do that bit.
For us to just whimper. Yeah.
I couldn't. I didn't want to.
No,
like,
it's not our
steal
bit. It's Ken's not our deal.
Bit.
No, I know.
I'll $2 Bob him, but I'm not going to steal Ken's bit.
Anytime I filled in for the morning show, and then people do that, I'm like, you guys, it's the wrong deal. I'm sorry.
I think
not our deal.
Only people native to that show should do it.
I agree.
When a fill-in does it,
it just sounds phony when a fill-in does it.
I mean, it sounds phony when Lima does it, but it sounds phony when Lima does anything. So that just tracks with like the bit that is Anthony Lima. Is that too many shots fired?
A little bit.
It wasn't intentional. I think Lima would agree to that.
I don't think you crossed a line, but you definitely went to a place that I just don't want to go to.
Because you might have to fill in again.
Because I'm going to be in that position at some point.
I already saw Ken earlier today. So I probably won't see him for another couple weeks there.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.